Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're back to Gresh and Keefe on WEEI.
Right on this Thanksgiving week, of course, we can now turn the page to week 12 in the National Football League. Joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline, he is NFL insider for NBC Sports, Peter King, brought to us by Zooty. Build any app your company needs in 1 week. Visit Zooty.com for details. Peter King, good morning. And I know you wrote a lot about the New England Patriots. And, you know, I guess I just could do the, you know, boy, how many times in your career have you seen a team not even take the field and benefit the way the Patriots did this weekend? I don't know if there's any historical references there, but Peter, I mean, if the Ravens had lost, about everything would have turned up Patriots this weekend.
I think the most amazing thing, though, about this weekend is what we now know about the Buffalo Bills. I mean, the Bills are entering a stretch of their schedule where the next five games they could be playing, every one of the teams they could be playing, or they are playing, could be a playoff team. And they're in big, big trouble. You know what? I had one coach over the weekend talk about the way how great the Bills were against the pass right now. And his point was, if you're going to play Buffalo, you better be able to have a strong running game. And no team in the NFL right now has a stronger running game and a better running back right now than the Indianapolis Colts. And so they took him to school on Sunday. And that's the classic, here's the blueprint for playing Buffalo. And I think New England right now is in good shape to go into two games in 21 days in December to play Buffalo and play that style of football, if that's exactly what it is.
Is anybody playing better than the Patriots over the last 4 or 5 weeks?
No. I mean, this is amazing. I mean, I said on my podcast this week that, you know, the Bills all through the off season and all their fans all through the off season, you know, they're puffing their chest out and saying, man, it's our time. You know, finally, you know, ding dong, the Patriots are not dead, but they're maybe comatose. And now it's our time. How amazing is it that in Thanksgiving week, the Patriots are ahead of the Bills in the standings? It's just, it's remarkable. I mean, it comes from, to some degree, the quick maturation, NFL maturation. He already was a real mature kid, but the quick maturation in the NFL of Mac Jones and how he is so quickly, you know, become one with Josh McDaniels. And I don't know if you look, it's one thing to be surprised. I don't think anybody anymore should be surprised about anything that the Patriots are doing, especially when in mid-season you go on a 5-game stretch where you outscore the opposition 35-10. That's like you're playing the Toledo Mud Hens every week. And that's how good they've been playing right now.
Peter, what do you see as the key to the Patriots' defense and the way they've played? I know you wrote about Kyle Van Noy, but it's much deeper than just one individual player.
That's the great thing about their defense right now, that they can call on about 8 different guys to be the key guy in any particular week. You know, last week it was Kyle Duggar. Kyle Duggar was big again against Kyle Pitts when he was in coverage on him on Thursday night. And so it's going to be Van Noy one week. It's going to be Duggar. It's going to be J.C. Jackson. And, you know, they have got right now more depth of defensive playmakers than any team in football.
I can't figure out the Tennessee Titans, Peter. I know they don't have Derrick Henry, and that's significant, but they beat the Rams without him, and then they come back and they lose to the Texans without him, and it's who the Patriots are facing this weekend. They're still the number one team in the conference, but are they still a serious Super Bowl threat even without their best player in Derrick Henry?
Well, we're going to see this week. This is a crucial game for them. Mike Vrabel is totally unafraid of coming into Foxborough to face his former mentor. I think he takes great delight in beating Bill Belichick and beating the Patriots. So the way you figure it is, I understand what we saw last week, but the one thing that the Titans haven't been, okay, in Vrabel's tenure is a turnover machine. And Sunday, Ryan Tannehill had the worst game of his 133-game NFL career, you know, with four interceptions. He had never done that before in the NFL. I wouldn't expect that to be a trend. The only thing is, if you're Tennessee, you're facing a significantly better defense than you faced in Houston. So they better have an efficient day or the Patriots will eat them for lunch.
Peter, is it really Mac Jones for offensive rookie of the year right now and nobody else? Like, basically, is Mac the leader in the clubhouse? And if he just keeps playing the way he is he going to win it?
I mean, I think it's probably right now Mac Jones and Ja'Marr Chase. Although, you know, nobody ever wants to hear this, but, you know, Rashawn Slater is one of the best tackles in football right now. And playing for the Chargers, and nobody's going to vote for him. I realize that. It's one of the reasons why I wish the AP, when they did the voting for things like offensive rookie, MVP, the coach, they do it on a sliding scale. You're asked as a voter, there are 50 voters, I'm one of them, you're asked to vote for only one. So it's almost a winner take all. Now, some years I split it. I would say probably today, if I had to vote, I'd vote Mac Jones. But I could see any one of those three either being the pick by the end of the year or one of my picks by the end of the year.
Peter King, NFL insider of NBC Sports. Peter, thank you. Enjoy the holiday. We'll catch you next week.
All the best, guys. Thank you.
There goes Peter King. And I like me the Fats, but an O-lineman is not winning offensive rookie of the year.
No, not when you have a good quarterback, a really good receiver, and a really good running back. Like, Najee Harris has had a really good year,
too. He's another one of those guys. Yeah. I think with Najee Harris, it'll be the how far do the Steelers go in the standings. Because if they keep sliding, then it'll be, well, it feels like it's all for naught kind of deal. And that's where Mac does have the advantage in terms of winning football games with the Patriots. We hit the top of the hour. The Red Sox are interested in two pitchers that I want to get Keith's thoughts on. And then the Hall of Fame ballot is out. And some of our baseball friends have just posted the ballot right out there and said, hey, here are all the people you could vote for. David Ortiz is one of them. We'll chop it up. Hour 2, Gresham Keefe next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.